The sole practice of the Great Freedom Teaching is to rest as awareness for short moments, repeated many times, until it becomes automatic or continuous. And this guarantees complete naturalness, so complete ability to rest as everything that is occurring without contriving or forcing any kind of unnatural states. In other words, not trying to change thoughts, not trying to change emotions, not trying to change experiences, not trying to change people, not trying to change places, not trying to change things in order to have well-being. Do you understand that distinction? Not trying to change what is spontaneously occurring in order to arrive at well-being. The source of well-being is not in changing appearances. In fact, appearances can't be changed. So the idea that they are being changed is an illusion. It's an illusion of change. It's an illusion of knowledge. And so you see this sole practice of resting as awareness for short moments repeated many times as awareness arises from experience itself is the key to going beyond the illusion of knowledge, the illusion of what we take things to be, the illusion of what we take ourselves to be. So this is absolutely key. And then based on that, I'm going to take it a step further, and that is to say that everything, no matter what it is free. Everything is like pure space and free of any power to cause or effect. Everything is like pure space and free of power to cause or effect. You understand what I'm saying? So you see, these two are inseparable. Resting as awareness and everything is like pure space and free of power to cause or effect. So now I'm going to go through that sentence one word at a time. Everything that appears, whether it's tangible or intangible, within the all-encompassing pure view of awareness, is a point of view of that awareness and poses no threat. So no matter what appears, it's a point of view of awareness and it poses no threat. Awareness is an expanse of equalness in which there is never anything that is unequal. There's never been anything that is unequal. And so trying to describe things as unequal just leads to a life of unequalness, inequality, lack of evenness in moods, thoughts, and impressions. So you see, the key is to rest as awareness as all appearances arise, as all appearances appear. Everything is like pure space. So this everything that appears within awareness, awareness itself is like pure space. In pure space, there isn't anything other than pure space. There's only pure space. So in the pure space of awareness, all that appears within it is equal to that pure space. As it is an appearance, as it is the self-display of that space, it also is pure space. And in being pure space, it is free of any power. Whatever appears is free of any power whatsoever. It is free of any power to be a cause. In other words, whatever appears cannot be the cause of something else. And also whatever appears cannot be the effect of something else. So you see, that just shatters everything we've ever believed. It shatters everything we've ever believed, because we believe most personally and most directly, we believe that our thoughts and emotions and experiences can cause or affect the way we feel. And so you see, this is pivotal. Everything is pure like space and has no power to cause or effect. And we can only really decisively experience that, the immensity and the profundity of that, in resting as awareness for short moments, repeated many times. We can never arrive at a definitive conclusion about it by thinking about it. So even though it may be shocking and just be a slap in the face, go against everything that you've ever believed, by the power of resting as awareness for short moments, repeated many times, you'll come to a definitive conclusion that what I'm saying is true. And so, if you don't want to rest as awareness, now there's some people here, like this man over here, when I met him, he said, I don't want to rest as awareness. I don't believe anything you're saying. And I don't think that what you're saying can possibly be true for me. It goes against everything I've ever heard from my gurus and everyone else. I said, well, okay, then don't rest as awareness. Just keep showing up. Just keep listening to the talks and see what happens. I said, you know, sometimes with when people don't want to rest, just listening to the talks, conviction will dawn. And even if you do want to rest, conviction will dawn anyway, by just listening. And sometimes the combination of the two can be very, very powerful. Resting is awareness and listening to the teachings. We already know who we are, so when we listen to someone talking about who we are in a very direct way with no bullshit, then conviction naturally dawns within us. You know, the more we hear, the more we say, yes, yes, yes. And we can see subtle changes in our behavior or overt changes in our behavior. And so that's confirmation that we really are beginning to rest as awareness. So you see, it's very important to understand that the idea of I, that I am somebody, that is pure like space and free of any power to cause or effect. Now that's pivotal, this idea of I. You see, we go along believing that the I is a fixed identity, something that houses all kinds of thoughts and emotions. But is that really true? Look at that in your own experience. How often is there the experience of I am somebody? We hardly ever have that experience. We're always free-floating awareness, and sometimes this idea of I appears. But we don't generally have a fixation on I or anything else, because it's impossible for awareness that is pure like space to be caught by thought. So all emotions, too, are like pure space and free of power to cause and effect. Thoughts and emotions occur individually. They don't occur as a sequence of things. That's just an illusion that everything is connected. We learn that everything is connected by habituating ourselves to believing that, by always focusing on how everything is connected. Now, I'm not saying throw out all ideas of cause and effect. I'm just stating that it's important to rest as awareness and become fully acquainted with the basis of all knowledge. The basis of all knowledge, pure awareness, is beyond cause and effect. It's beyond causality. It includes all ideas about cause and effect, but it's beyond causality. So why not look at everything from the balanced view that is beyond causality, rather than just looking at everything based on cause and effect? So you see, when we rest as awareness, we enter the great equalness. We want enter the great evenness of everything, rather than being having our attention and all our energy chopped up into individual ideas about cause and effect. So this is very, very important. All experiences, no matter what they are like pure space and free of the power to cause or effect. So, you know, what I'm stating to you here, it's very deep and it's very profound, and it goes right to the core, right to the essence of what we are as human beings. When we live the precious human existence and we have an idea about ourselves being somebody, and we only have that idea about ourselves being somebody, then we don't know anything about our rootedness in pure awareness. We don't know anything about our rootedness in space itself. And you see, space, forever pure, flawless, stainless space that is always completely conscious or aware. Aware is just another word for conscious. This is our true identity. This is our forever identity. The human identity, in its spontaneous self-release in the here and now, is always fleeting. But our forever identity, our forever flawless, stainless, free identity, is aware, pure space and nothing else. When we gain familiarity with awareness, we gain our familiarity with ourselves as this which is completely beyond the need to rely on thoughts and emotions compulsively in order to establish an identity. The nature of what we are is like flawless sky. It's like flawless sky. Sky is never caught up in anything. It's not caught up in any piece of sky. It doesn't have any lines, divisions, demarcations. It has no extent or boundary. It has no circumference or center. And awareness is like this too. The pure sky is a perfect illustration for awareness. Just like the sky has nothing within it but seamless sky, so too within awareness all appearances are like seamless sky. Forever flawless, forever free, forever stainless, forever unmarked, forever unsullied, forever untainted. The idea of taint or stain or flaw has never entered into awareness. The idea that it has is an illusion. It's like a dream. It's just knowledge that we've habituated ourselves to. And so, you know, it's not even worthwhile trying to understand why this happened. If the idea, why, how did this happen, gee, I gotta know, comes up, just rest as awareness. Or otherwise, you might have to become a philosopher and write a book. You know? So if you just rest as awareness, you'll go directly, you'll drive directly to the source of all knowledge. And at the source of all knowledge, understand everything that appears. So why not see everything from that balanced view rather than from individual ideas about everything that's occurring? When we become familiar with awareness, we become familiar with the most practical aspect of living. So awareness is the most practical aspect of living. Everything we want to know about relationships, about love, about money, about food, about sex, about work, about leisure, about life, about birth, about death, everything we want to know, it's in awareness. So when we rest as awareness, anything that we are coming up against in our relationships or any other aspect of living, we can know that completely and totally. We can know that unerringly, and we can be carefree in the midst of it. Now, a couple of questions came up today about relationships. When we believe that our relationships are something, then we believe that the other person in the relationship has some kind of power to make us lose our sense of well-being or freedom. Now this is hell. You know, this is truly the pit of hell. It's not, it doesn't feel comfortable. That's what that means. It's totally uncomfortable to believe that other people have a power to affect our well-being. But you see, not only we, but all people, all beings are like pure space and free of power to cause or effect. So you see, this is pivotal. This is crucial. When we rest as awareness, we come to see that this is the case. We see that not only do our own thoughts and emotions have no power to cause or affect our well-being, we also see, you see, in that we see that other people's thoughts and emotions also have no power to cause or affect our well-being. So you see, this is absolutely key, because many of us have not been living this way. Many of us have been living in reaction to everything. We're in reaction to our own thoughts and emotions, and we're in reaction to experiences, we're in reaction to other people's points of view, other people's thoughts and emotions. When we rest as awareness, we go beyond that immediately. So you see, when we rest as awareness, we enter the dimension, we enter the realm, we enter the reality of true power, of true force to really be as we're meant to be in human life. You see, awareness that is pure like infinite space is the sole cause and the sole effect. So why not go directly to the sole cause and the sole effect of all well-being, rather than getting caught up in the incidental points of view and believing that they can cause well-being? All points of view, no matter what they are that appear, all appearances whatsoever, are free of an independent nature. They don't have an independent nature, so it's impossible that they could cause or affect anything. The idea that they can cause or affect something is just one idea appearing within the vast realm of infinite space, just one single idea. So if we believe in that idea, it's like living on one tiny point of space without knowing anything else about space itself, without knowing anything else about awareness. When we rest as awareness, we go beyond this. We go beyond all our fixed ideas about everything. Does it mean we become a pushover? Absolutely not. Do I look like a pushover? Well, you know, really, it's not about being a pushover. It's not about being a passive or being a doormat and just letting everybody walk all over you. It's not like that at all. It's entering the reality of the true force of being. Look at the force of nature. It's amazing the way everything is in nature. When we rest as awareness, we rest as the force of nature. So, you know, that's not a pushover. When we rest as awareness, we become all-powerful. We're able to be in relation to all convention without being tied to it in any way, without using it as a reference point in any way. When we rest as awareness, we become fully capable of loving and relating. Before that, we're not capable of loving and relating because we're all wrapped up in our points of view. Everything, you know, what's he doing, what's he not doing? What's she doing, what's she not doing? What can I get from him, what can I get from her so that I feel better and I feel loved? Like I feel like I am somebody. What can I get them to stop doing so I won't be scared anymore? And, you know, it goes on and on and on, and this is heartbreaking. Give it up. It'll just lead to total agony, more and more agony. Has it ever gotten any results so far? No, it's gotten more and more of the same, more and more heartbreak, more and more of the kind of relationship where there are a few moments of total love and openness, and whenever there is that moment, oh my God, it feels so incredible. It feels so amazing. And then there's just hope for more moments like that. But there aren't many moments like that. So that's just the way it is. So then we live in our relationships in a constant cycle of hope and fear, hoping that we'll have more of these love moments and fear that we won't, or fearing that we won't have them and hoping that we will. So this is insanity. You know, this is the true meaning of insanity. So just rest as awareness, you know, when, in a practical way, you know, when we're in relationships, wow, that's when we really see what our points of view are. We're in relationships, we've got points of view popping at all over the place like firecrackers in the sky. You know, and they're completely unpredictable. Love, hate, fear, hope. And we have all these things, you know. So here we've said I love you to somebody, but then we find ourselves hating them. We have ideas of hate and wanting to run away or kill them or, you know, whatever it is. Drop some acid in their coffee. Who knows? You know, we might have all kinds of ideas. But so this is just the human dynamic. We never know what we're going to think next. So you see, when we're afraid of our thinking, we shrink up into a totally de-energized state, because we all have these thoughts, and, you know, maybe not exactly the ones I've stated, but, you know, some version thereof. And so this is the natural state. And if you're looking for awareness, that's where awareness is. It's in those thoughts that you want to avoid. That's where awareness is. It's in those thoughts you want to avoid. So you see, any of the thoughts that are coming up or the emotions in relation, in the heat of relationship, that's a perfect place to rest, because, you know, it's going to stir up everything, absolutely everything. And in resting is everything that appears then, rather than being a doormat, well, first of all, you start to feel better about yourself. You know, so you start to have a lot more compassion for yourself, because for years and years and years and years, you've been avoiding all these thoughts and emotions because you might think they're bad or negative, or they're going to make you go crazy if you just allow them to be as they are. And when you start to rest as those, instead of pushing them away or indulging them, one of the two, then you just start to feel incredible. You know, it just feels like such a relief, because in a very simple way, gradually, you see there's nothing to avoid, and there's nothing to follow after either. It's all awareness. So in this way, you enter into a great love affair with yourself, first of all. You know, you give yourself tremendous self-benefit. Even if the other person does go away, you're going to be okay. And or even if you go away, you're going to be okay, one way or the other. Or if you stay together, you're going to be okay, no matter what the other person is doing. You know, because we can't guarantee that anyone else is going to want to rest. Lots of people love their ideas, you know, and they're going to keep going on with their ideas about everything. And so, hey, all right. Mazel tov, you know, that's a Yiddish word. It means congratulations. Go right ahead. Celebrate. If people want to indulge all their points of view or block them and live in that nether world, then that's just the way it is. But when we're resting as awareness, we're free to be no matter where we are or who we're with, and this is increasingly the case. So you see, in this way, relationship is a perfect opportunity to get acquainted with awareness. Because in relationship, we're going to have every hideous emotion and thought we never wanted to have. And there's going to be no avoiding it, really, because we're trapped with the person most of the time. You know? Just because we said, I love you, and now we're committed. You know? And then that's a perfect opportunity for the realization of awareness. Once we say, I love you and I'm committed, then, well, we're going to have to be looking at that person or thinking about them every day. So all these wild and woolly thoughts and emotions are going to come up. But, you know, that's a perfect, we're either going to rest or be miserable. So we're going to rest as awareness, or we're going to be ping-ponging back and forth between pleasure and pain, wanting to stay in and wanting to get out. When we rest as awareness, we are refusing to be a victim of our own points of view. So we're refusing to be a victim of our own points of view and to be a victim of the other person's points of view. So we give up our status as a victim of points of view. Now, most people don't like to hear that they're a victim, but it's okay. If we believe our points of view have power, then we're a victim of our points of view. So that's as simple as it gets. And it's really very freeing to say, well, I've been a victim of my points of view, and I can just rest as awareness, and it's just okay. And you know, there's such great strength and solidity in this, because not only do we become so powerful in terms of the self-benefit that is derived from gaining familiarity with awareness, but also we're able to benefit others. You know, when our partners or other, our intimate partners or other people start to do their point of view thing, then we have a clear understanding of what's going on. This is what compassion is, you see. First, we're completely at ease with everything appearing within ourselves. That's tremendous self-compassion, tremendous love for ourselves. And then in that, seeing that for ourselves, with ourselves, in ourselves, as ourselves, we see that instantaneously for everybody else. We see what makes everyone tick. And it's simple, you know, it isn't some complicated explanation, it's simple. It's the simplicity of the decisive experience of love in every moment. Unrelenting love, compassion, and wisdom, and the skillful means for living that go along with that, and the insight that goes along with that. So this makes life very simple, very direct, and very satisfying. Very, very satisfying, no matter what other people are doing. Because, gosh, we know people are going to be doing all kinds of things. And no matter where we go, it's going to be chaotic. It's going to be chaotic, but it's going to be motionless at the same time. So when we rest as awareness, we come to see this. We come to see this changeless light and purity and motionlessness of everything, even while there's seeming chaos everywhere. And so, you know, we can never find a circumstance of any kind that's going to guarantee our well-being. Even if we come to a wonderful place like Angsbacka, there's going to be craziness going on here too. No matter where we go, we can go to a silent retreat, and when we sit there in silence, there's going to be, first of all, we're going to be bonkers inside ourselves. You know, we're going to have all kinds of thoughts and emotions. Maybe we're going to be trying to get into our thought-free state, and it's just impossible. And even if we can maintain a thought-free state, that's not freedom anyway, so it's just another point of view, so why bother? You know, it's just a different version of point of view. It may seem freeing compared to the points of view we've had in our life, but it's no place to hole up, really, believe me. It's just another point of view appearing in awareness. So you see, with relationships, if we're feeling scared or we're feeling like the other person might go away, if we're resting as awareness, or we're afraid that they're not going to rest as awareness, or maybe we're angry, we're just downright hostile and enraged because they won't rest as awareness. Well, when all these emotions come up, just rest as awareness, you know, because what you're feeling and what they're feeling, what you're doing and what they're doing, it's all pure like space, and it has no power to cause or affect anything. The idea that it does and the belief in that idea just keeps us in so much pain, in total pain. So no matter what relationship you're in, it's a-okay. Now here's another helpful hint. Once you start resting as awareness, it does not mean you're an evangelist. An evangelist, that's someone who goes out and tries to get other people to rest as awareness. Okay. Now this is a very helpful practical advice that I learned a long time ago. And that is that if people come to you and ask you about resting as awareness, and they say, hey, you know, I noticed that you look radiant like the sun. What did you do to get that way? or they say, you know, you used to be a twisted freak and now you're calm. You're calm and tranquil and you have a lot of insight. What happened? Okay, that's the time to share about resting as awareness. And that's really the only time. It'll save you a lot of heartbreak. When people ask for teachings, then that's the time to share. And so, you know, this is a very ancient principle, and all of the greatest beings who have ever lived who have been teachers never give teachings unless they're requested. So you see, this makes life very simple too. This is just more practical advice. To just, if someone asks, then great, you know, they've requested some information on resting as awareness, and then it's time to share. Otherwise, just let the magical display be whatever it is, and it's all so wondrous, it's all so marvelous, and there's nothing to be done about it. Whatever appears is its own undoing. And awareness arises from within it. Awareness doesn't arise anywhere else. It never arises separate from that. Awareness appears as that appearance and is never separate from it. So this makes life easy. It makes life easy and very practical, and everything becomes more easeful and carefree, no matter what we thought about it before. Now, the body is something that most of us are very identified with, because we think that our life is in the body and that we're mortal, and we really believe that we have generated awareness or consciousness, and it's a belief system and assumption that we train ourselves in. So it's an illusion of knowledge that we train ourselves in throughout our whole life. And when we've had that belief throughout our whole life, then that's just the way it is. The only way to go beyond that belief is to rest as awareness. It really is. That's the natural way to go beyond that belief. So when we very much believe in our bodies and our mortality, and that we've generated awareness or consciousness, then we believe, you see, that we believe in our brains, and we believe that all of the thoughts we're having and the other experiencing is going on in our brain. But, you know, even the scientists, these incredible scientists working today on looking into the neurology of the brain, what they're seeing, the greatest scientists living are seeing that what they're seeing in the brain, the brain states and the neural states connected with thinking aren't reducible to each other. Now that is a very significant statement, because if they aren't reducible to each other, that means that scientists don't really know what mental phenomena are. And since our entire experience of everything is by a mental phenomena rooted in awareness, that is very important. What they're saying is we really can't prove that mental phenomena are physical objects. Now, this has been the basis of all science for a very long time. So you see, this is key. This is absolutely key. Not only can we understand ourselves by resting as awareness, but we even have scientific agreement. So then when we rest as awareness, we know everything about ourselves in a very conclusive way. We've learned that we're very body-centric, and we're very mind-centric, and we're earth-centric, and solar-centric, and all these other things. But are we? Or are we more than that? Are we that and beyond that at the same time? This is the meaning of non-duality. We're that and we're beyond that at the same time. The both at once-ness of everything just as it is. And so you see, even though you may have certain descriptions about the workings of your body, is that all you want to know about yourself? Or can you just rest as these ideas when they come up, whatever they are? Rest as the sensation, rest as the emotion. You see, it's the awareness appearing within the sensation, the awareness appearing within the emotion. They're not two. There's just the idea that you're somebody with consciousness or awareness that's involved with an object called emotion or sensation. So that's just one idea about things. It's an illusion of knowledge. It's one form of knowledge, but it is an ultimate knowledge. And resting as awareness, you rest as ultimate knowledge, as pure knowledge. And then everything that appears within awareness is known exactly as it is. It's known to be free of an independent nature. Its only nature is due to that aware, pure space and nothing else. So this is very, very satisfying in a direct way. Now many of us, we have all kinds of experiences in what we call life. And when we rest as awareness, we can be encountering all these experiences and be completely free from that experience at the same time and as that experience, no matter what it is. Even the most horrible illnesses or even death itself. So, you know, the resting as awareness is very practical because it makes us fearless. It makes us absolutely fearless. So no matter what we're facing, no matter how scary it is really important to rest as awareness no matter how scary it is. Because there's a lot that comes up that can be very scary in facing difficult illness. Why is that? Because there are a lot of new points of view that come up. So there are many things that haven't been experienced before and now they're coming up, whatever they are. That we just heard we have a horrible illness, and then we decide we're going to do certain things, like whatever it might be, chemotherapy, surgery, radiation, or contrary to that, maybe we decide we're going to do none of those things, or we're going to do both of them. But you see, no matter what we decide, there are going to be all kinds of perceptions coming up, all kinds of points of view. So then to rest as that, when these appear, this is very practical because it's our only source of well-being and comfort. It's our only source of relief. We're not going to get any relief by getting into the stories like, oh, I'm so scared, I can't take it, and why is this happening to me, and am I going to die? And you see, all these things might come up, but when they do, rest as those instead of being distracted by stories about them. In these times that are so critical, so crucial in life, these are golden moments of awareness. These are perfect moments when things are the most afflictive, when they seem the most negative. Just leave them be as they are without rejecting. Leave them unrejected. Rest as awareness. Do not reject the appearance. Do not dive into the story, not either one. Just completely rest in the the nurturance of awareness and the soothing energy of awareness. This way, no matter what the thoughts and emotions and experiences are, no matter how powerful and invasive they may be, there can be soothing energy throughout. And in this way, it's possible, just through something really serious, to arrive at the decisive realization that happiness and suffering are inseparable, that suffering unrejected is bliss. And, you know, that really goes against everything we've learned, doesn't it? It goes against everything we've learned. And so, you see, there's no special state to get into. Whatever's appearing, that is total freedom. That is total bliss. That is total wisdom. That is the totality of compassion, skillful means, and insight. And in resting as awareness, we really come to see that this is the case. So, you know, when I began the talk today, what I stated was that in the Great Freedom Teaching, the sole practice is to rest as awareness for short moments, repeated many times, until it becomes automatic. And I'll restate that now in a slightly different way. By the power of resting imperturbably as awareness, we come to see that all appearances are appearances of that awareness and nothing else. All appearances are wisdom appearances. The more familiar we become with rest, the more we have incredible power. In many, many ways, we simply didn't have power before. First of all, we notice we have power over our thoughts and emotions. Well, for many of us, this is something new because we've felt enslaved to our thoughts and emotions. We've felt like our thoughts and emotions are the boss, and we're a little victim of them. We're working for the boss, the thoughts and emotions. And so this is really significant when we start to see that awareness has complete mastery, complete sovereignty over all thoughts and emotions. That's very, very powerful. So you see, if we're looking for power, it's important to go to the source of power, which is awareness, and not get sidetracked in manifestation powers and that kind of thing along the way. Because see, if we get sidetracked in manifestation powers, then we could get lost in those forever and never really get to know the pure power of awareness. Now, there's a lot of talk about powers these days, and the power of positive thinking, and the power to manifest this, and the power to manifest that. But, you know, if we're looking into the powers and we want to become familiar with our powers, then it's important to know what the full menu of powers are before we decide which ones to select. And so, you know, the greatest power that any human being has is the power to introduce someone else to awareness. That's the greatest power there is. And it's been conclusively decided throughout time, by all of the greatest beings who have ever lived, that this is the greatest of all powers. So these are all people who have actually had many, many powers, and they've decided that this is the greatest power, the power to introduce people to awareness and also support them in gaining full familiarity with that, to the point of having the power themselves. So you see, while you're playing around with these other things, just rest as awareness and know what the root of all this is. There's no suggestion here that you stop doing anything you're doing. Just rest while you're doing it. It isn't an end in itself. No appearance is an end in itself. Awareness is the sole cause, and awareness is the sole effect of everything. And no matter what's going on with you, no matter whether you already have quite a bit of equanimity in your life, or if you're really crazy and your mind's all over the place and your emotions are too, just rest as awareness. Resting as awareness is perfect for your circumstance, no matter what it is. Your circumstances don't need to change. None of your thoughts, none of your emotions, none of your experiences need to change in order to rest as awareness. So this is very good news. And in fact, if you are overwhelmed with thoughts and emotions and you find that you're spending a lot of your life feeling like you're enslaved to your thoughts and emotions and you're wondering why they're so erratic, so confused, so insane, then that's perfect, because you have a real desire then to not have it be that way. And when you have when you see your own suffering so clearly, that makes it easier to rest as awareness. You can say, wow, I'm a nutcase. You know, I can't stand my own thoughts and emotions. So then you can say, that's what happened to me. Fortunately, I was very young at the time. I thought, gosh, you know, these thoughts and emotions, they're leading nowhere. If I live the rest of my life like this, I'm going to be crazy as a loon all the time. And I found no satisfaction in that whatsoever. And even though I'd learned that I had to try to be managing my thoughts and emotions all the time, I just stopped. I just completely stopped. I stopped trying to manage them all, and I just rested. I just enjoyed the great relief that is the substance of the appearance of all those. And so if I can rest as awareness, anyone can, believe me. So just know that if I can do it, anyone can do it. And if you don't have faith in yourself, you can borrow mine, because mine is as vast as infinite space. And so if you have very disturbing thoughts and emotions, that's great. Don't ever take them as evidence that you're not aware. And don't ever take them as evidence that you're unable to rest as awareness, because they're perfect evidence that of awareness. That's all they are. They're only awareness. So just rest and rest and rest is best, and rest again. And as you do so, it'll become clear and clear that the essence of all of this disturbance is complete ease, complete relief, and just gradually, maybe very, very gradually, you'll come to see that these thoughts and emotions don't pose a threat, that they can't hurt you or affect you in any way, no matter what they are. Now, for some people, memories are very difficult, because the memories come up of painful events in life, in childhood, or just yesterday or 5 minutes ago. And then it just feels so painful. And then there might be an avalanche of memories from just that one point of view of a memory that comes up. Just an avalanche of memories that go all the way back to maybe the womb, you know. These days there are all these workshops where you can get in touch with what went on in the womb. So this avalanche of memories may go all the way back to the womb. Well, you know, when the first painful memory comes up and there's that feeling of just being dizzied by all the pain, rest as awareness instead of getting caught in the avalanche. And so you see, we just learn that our identity is based on an accumulation of memories, an accumulation of points of view, but that isn't really true. That's not what our identity is. Our forever flawless, stainless identity is awareness, pure like space, and free of any sadness, misery, or pain whatsoever. When we rest as awareness, it enables us to be with every experience of a precious human life, no matter what it is. So this is good, because we're going to have a lot of them. But you know, the more we rest as awareness, the more we see that this notion I spoke about earlier, that we're really beyond our biophysical, biomechanical construct. We're always and forever beyond that. When we rest as awareness, not only do we become convinced of that, we become absolutely certain, and the other idea we've had about our identity is completely gone. It's completely gone beyond. So you see, by the illusion of knowledge, we come to believe that we are somebody, that we're made of flesh and blood, that we are dependent on this flesh and blood, that we're dependent on the earth and fire and water and air. So the body is made up of earth and fire and water and air. That's what it is. And we believe in all these constructs of earth, fire, water, and air, and we operate within this very stiff dimension of being. When we rest as awareness, the more we rest, the more we see that even these subtle dependencies that we didn't even know we had, like believing that we're dependent on earth and fire and water and air, we can just rest as all of that, and we really come to see definitively and conclusively in our daily walk that we're vast like infinite space and never caught in any of these individual points of view.